Facebook rejects ad for Dennis Prager's No Safe Spaces screening as partisan. By Tom Sikkata on May 25, 2019. Facebook has rejected an advertisement for a screening of Dennis Prager's new film No Safe Spaces over a charter school's refusal to identify the event as partisan. According to a report from The Hollywood Reporter, Facebook has rejected an advertisement for a screening of Dennis Prager's new No Safe Spaces film, on the grounds that screening's host refused to answer intrusive questions about the nature of the event. Matt Boudreau, the CEO of the charter school where the event is scheduled to take place, told The Hollywood Reporter that they refused to identify the event as partisan because the school is not a political entity. Facebook said if we don't disclose a political affiliation, the ads won't run. But we're a nonpartisan school. We're not a political entity. We're not going to do that. We have as many parents who are Democrats as we have who are Republicans. The whole purpose of the event is to show that people can put politics aside and have civil debate, Boudreau said in a comment. Prager claims that the leftists at Facebook do not value free speech. Unlike liberals, who always valued and fought to protect free speech, leftists have never valued free speech, Prager said in a comment. And the left controls the avenues of information on the internet. That's what this is about. A Facebook spokesperson said that the advertisement will be accepted as long as Prager complies with their procedures. According to Facebook, that would involve the school agreeing to be categorized as a political entity holding a partisan event, which the charter school denies. This ad is allowed to run on Facebook, but, before it can run, we ask that they comply with our policy related to issues of national importance by authorizing and then including a paid-for-by disclaimer on the ad. We are committed to transparency and have many different types of pages, including films, that go through these additional steps to run ads related to issues of national importance, the spokesperson said. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story. Update: this story has been edited to clarify that Facebook requires the school sponsoring the event to be categorized as political, not that it be disclosed that the school itself is holding the event.